speed racer, he's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone.
Today, we're here interviewing Scott Buto. He is the driver of Team Hot Wheels Firestorm. Is that right, Scott?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. And we are taking the pulse of Scott today because we are promoting a Monster Jam that we're going to be having here on May 16th and 17th at the iWireless Center. And the cool thing is the iWireless Center is offering some Scout discounted tickets, not only for the overall ticket, but also for the pit passes as well. So they get to go down and meet some of the drivers before the show. So, Scott, how in the world do you get in to be a Monster Jam driver?
You know, all of us drivers have a very unique background. Some are in motorsports, some are just, you know, luck of the draw. Look at me in particular, been around motorsports my whole life, man. Motorsports enthusiast. I've been driving dirt bikes since I was 6 years old. Just been around motorsports my life, you know, anything from bikes to sleds to quads, whatever. But I had a great opportunity in 2008 to do what they call a test drive, so you can handle the machines, and things went well. And 2010, I finally got a phone call that I was in. So it's a lucky draw. It's like any other job, who you know, and take it from there, you know, and just run with it.
That's cool. So since you started driving 2008, 2009, somewhere around there?
Yeah, 2010, I finally got a seat. I tested in 2008.
Gotcha. And so do they put you through basically just an obstacle course kind of deal and see how you handle?
No, not exactly. They go over, you know, obviously the trucks and stuff like that, but they do a bunch of things. They throw you in the fire right away, man. They teach you obviously how to drive things a little bit. And then they do a whole rigorous form of testing. But when I did it, it was just like, you know, here it is, see how you do, line you up with some jumps. Okay, you look pretty good, now I'm going to put you in a shell. So you learn by the seat of your pants, you better get the practice with these machines because they're $250,000 to drive.
Right,
so
right.
When I started, they didn't let you practice. So it just shows we're practice. How crazy is that? Now they have a little more testing and practice. So they have a place now in Paxton, Illinois, Tom Menz, Paxton Destruction, where he does a lot of the testing over there. But now the kids get to join now. Get to practice with these darn things. When I started, which wasn't that long ago, there was no practice. You run in front of people. It's crazy.
So I can tell you have a lot. You know, it seems like all the drivers really have a lot of enthusiasm for what they do.
Well, it's funny you say it because, it's pure adrenaline. Like right now, my hair will stand up when I'm talking about it. It's funny when you start talking about Monster Jam trucks, you know, the 1,500 horsepower, you get your adrenaline starts kicking in right away. I don't know what it is about it. But it's pure adrenaline. And like I said, I always have little goosebumps. I was just telling you about it, telling you about my past, you know, learning. So, yeah, it's just a pure adrenaline ride.
Well, I know my son, who's 4, and my daughter, who's 8, they've been to the last two Monster Jams there at the iWireless Center, and they absolutely love it. They love
That's
every
awesome.
Part
well,
of it.
Before you say anything else, what are they a fan of? What's your favorite?
Team Hot Wheels Firestorm.
Oh, there you go. Good answer.
Yeah. Now, my son, now your truck as a toy is not easy to find around these parts. I've been looking lately.
Tell you why, because this is a hometown show, so it's sold out everywhere. I'm just kidding. No, they have them. The Hot Wheel Firestorm truck is hard to find for whatever reason, you know. It's one of those toys that are unique. But I know they have them all, you know, the Walmart's cars. But yeah, I've heard that from numerous people that Hot Wheels is hard to find.
Yeah, which is crazy to me because they're so.
Yeah, one of the things too.
They're such a staple.
My better half just yelled at me from another room. She listened to me talk to you guys. She goes, "Cause you buy them all." Which I do. I go in the store when I see them, I buy them. I gotta admit that right now. The first thing I do when we go to Walmart or Toys R Us or Red Bull is just see them there.
My son, he will. On the one side of the house, I've got a little bit of a dirt pile, and he plays with Monster Trucks all the time. He absolutely loves it. And then when we go to the show, he's asking all the time, because I told him that we would be doing a podcast with you and that we'll be going down to – we're going to get pit passes and stuff. And he is so excited. He asked me pretty much every morning, is Monster Jam this weekend? Is Monster Jam this weekend?
Awesome.
And so we are really, really excited about it. Something that I noticed – because we've DVR'd quite a bit of those Monster Jam television shows, is it looks really difficult to see out of those things. Is it really tough to see?
Yeah, you're strapped in. It's the same thing like a lot of like NASCAR stuff. We wear a Hans device, 5-part harness.
Yeah.
So once you're strapped in, you're part of the truck.
Sure.
You can't move your head from side to side. All you see is forward. And where the bodies are designed, you can see out the front, the front windshield, but you can kind of see down through the floor a little bit. But there's not much visibility when you're driving.
And that's what I noticed, is that through the floor, it looked like you had almost more visibility than you do during through the windshield.
It depends on the truck design. I have a little bit of visibility in there. My truck's not so bad, but like trucks like Monster Mutt.
Yeah.
And other ones, those are really tough. And that's the first truck I drove back in 2010, by the way. So that's the truck that throwing me in the fire. They're like, okay, you want to be a Monster Jam? Here, drive the worst truck there is. yeah, true story. And I was in Mexico too there too, so I'm like, oh, I can't go wrong here. things went, but no, it depends on the truck design. It is, and that's why there's a lot of studying to do when you go to different arenas, different venues. You learn the track, and because when you hit something, you're going straight up in air, so you don't know sometimes where you're at. So you have to learn. You pinpoint areas in the stadium, like, all right, well, I'm at this point here, I need to turn, or
right.
You learn like. You just got to do some studying. You can't just jump in there and think you can go into a small a venue and just drive them.
Right. Well, I know that iWireless is a smaller venue because I've seen some of the ones I think we had on our DVR, like the Las Vegas one. I don't know if that was like the...
Oh, yeah, that's the World Finals, yeah.
Yeah, the World Finals.
Honestly, yeah, the iWireless for an arena is kind of, it looks kind of big. We do round-and-round racing in there and everything. We do shows in hockey arenas with the dasher still up on concrete.
No way.
Wait, oh, with the dasher still up?
Yeah.
Wow.
we do, I'm not kidding, man. They keep the dashers up, they get the lights, they get the melt out, but they have concrete. You're doing concrete shows with dashers up. Talk about sketchy. That's why you have to really understand how the trucks are handling, and there's two steerings in these things. There's a front steering and a rear steering. So the steering wheel is just your front tires.
Yeah.
But then there's a toggle switch for the rear. That makes the truck still a turn, kind of like on a dime.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's understanding how these trucks operate. If you got 1,500 horsepower, and they're 10,000 pounds, you've got to be able to, stop on a dime, turn on a dime, know where you're at all times, especially when the truck is vertical, and all you're seeing is the rafters of the venue.
Right.
You've got to be able to know, okay, I'm here in this arena, I have to turn as soon as I hit.
Well, I know.
I'm wireless, man. It's kind of a big floor for an arena. I'm excited to go back to it because I love that stadium.
Cool. Cool. That's really good to hear. I had no idea. We don't have a really good way to reference that because this is what we know. And I just figured it was one of the smaller venues that you guys, because what I'd seen on TV.
It's exciting, man. I'm excited to get back there, man.
That's awesome. So what I've seen on that World Championships, I saw two backflips. Have you ever done a backflip in your truck?
That's funny you say that. That's what I'm known for, backflip.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wait, you flipped the entire truck
and landed.
And yeah, you do that for fun?
I can't even count how many backflips I've done. This year alone.
Wow. Wait, how do you, do you discover you can do that on accident?
It's funny you say that. Again, I'll say this. You can't practice it. You can't do it.
You just got to go for it.
Yeah, when I did it, my first one, it was in the World Finals. I think it was 3 years ago. My plan was all along the backflip thing. And so me and my crew chief were like, we watched some videos. I don't know, a couple guys did. One in particular was Tom Metz, because he did it too, and Cam McQueen and Northern Nightmare. So we watched videos, and you listen to throttle rhythm of when they got on it, when they got off of it.
Oh, sure.
And you learn by videos. But it's sketchy, because you're like, all right, you're watching a video on a backflip of a monster truck. You know what I mean? So it's kind of crazy, but went for it, did the perfect backflip, landed it. Ever since then, I do almost every single stadium I go to, not arenas, which IRLS is the arena, but a stadium event, I do backflip.
Awesome.
I've probably done... This in the last 3 months, first quarter we call it, I've probably done 7-8 backflips.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And like you said a couple times, you said that 10,000 pounds. I mean,
it's nuts.
Think of the horsepower and the torque that you would need in order to do that.
Think about it, 10,000 pounds, 1,500 horsepower. These things are 10 feet tall. You know, tires are 5 feet tall, blah, blah. These things, it's just amazing these things can take the abuse. And that just goes to how great our, you know, our crew chiefs are, mechanics are, and mod stand. But do these things stay together and what we can do to put on the show for these fans, to me, is you define the feature of gravity here and define just it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't to me either. The first time I saw it, I stopped right in my tracks. I was kind of doing something in the living room, and I'm like, did that just happen? Did they do a backflip?
Like, when you're strapping up, I'm going, man, how did I contemplate life doing this? What am I doing? You're strapping up, you're watching the guys go before you, you're like, these guys are really good, because all the competitors now, competitors in my gym are all on the same plane level, you know? It's just crazy. You're watching these guys out there and gals out there, because there's a lot of women in my gym.
Yeah.
Now, you're watching them out there, and you're like, what am I doing with my life?
You're having a blast. That's what you're doing.
Man.
Well, yeah, because as you're watching, you're going, oh, boy, oh, boy. But once you get out there, you're like, oh, that was the greatest time I've ever had. I'm going to keep doing this every week now.
That's awesome. So, in this, there's a lot of show business that goes along with it. Who's your nemesis? Now, I know you guys are all buddies. I know that. But I know you guys compete every weekend, too, right? I mean...
We do. You know, I'm just going to say it right now. I can't stand Grave Digger, man. I like the people. I hate the truck. It's ugly. It's black and green. It's got black suit, wrecking machine, blah, 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 blah.
And you guys are both going to be here on May 16th and 17th.
Yeah, Pablo Huffaker. Pablo Huffaker is driving Grave Digger down there, I believe, but... Yeah, man, if we keep him on the winner's circle that weekend, I'll be happy.
Well, you know you got a couple of fans here, so.
Oh, man, hey, I'll have all whopping like 25 or 30 of just my family, but yeah. There'll be a loud section, I can tell you that much right now.
So,
but no, and another nemesis who I love to death is Tyler Duke of Metal Militia. We have a thing about going big, you know, big air and stuff, so him and I compete when we see each other on tours, UGS stadiums, and we go at it, who's going to get the biggest air and have fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. A little friendly competition never hurt, right?
Absolutely. Look, your friends before you get in the truck, bring your strap on, the green light goes on, you get out of my way.
So what is, I know there's different events within the Monster Jam, you know, there's the racing, there's the freestyle. What is,
yeah,
so you freestyle would be your, kind of your forte, yeah, like where you...
Freestyle is my thing.
Yep.
I own that stuff, man. But what we're going to do down at iWireless, I believe, they're probably going to have a hybrid track down there. But we do donut contests. We'll do a wheelie contest. We'll do racing, you know, and head-to-head racing where we do round-to-round racing against each other. And then we do freestyle, which that I own that, man. That's mine. So I plan on taking home. There's two shows down there. I plan on taking home both trophies down there freestyle.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you right now, I'm owning it.
So now you said you're in the first quarter right now. So the racing season...
Done with first quarter.
Done with first quarter.
Race season, yeah. First quarter is January through March, and then March we do the World Finals in Las Vegas. Now, we're working on points for 2016 already.
Oh, wow. And that's what I was going to ask you. You guys accumulate points, and then the points leader, it's kind of like NASCAR. In a way?
A little bit. You know, there's different series, you know, and any given weekend from January through March, there's 10 different shows going on across the United States.
Wow.
And each show is a little different. Like, they do a point series for one tour, they do other stuff, but you want to win. And that,
oh, no, absolutely.
You want to get your invitation. There's only 32 trucks compete in the World Finals. And I've been fortunate enough for the last, 2 years with Hot Wheels, I've competed in the World... Actually, 3 years, what I'm saying. 3 years now, I've competed with the World Final with Team Hot Wheels. So you want to win... Like, over the weekend, I won racing in Bangor, Maine. So that helps me accumulate my points and my invitation, you know. I'm trying to lock in my seat heck before next year starts, you know what I mean?
Right, right. No, absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm going for blood. I'm going for my hometown, basically, me. So I want to win everything.
So I have seen... on your resume that you also drove the Ironman car.
Yeah, I did that for 2 years.
Yeah, and I heard that you're a big Marvel fan.
The May 15th, the new Avengers movie come out?
We're just...
I know.
No kidding.
We just discussed that?
Yeah, we just had a podcast yesterday where we just discussed Marvel movies. That was it. That we just discussed
You should You should have me on.
I know. We totally thought about that. We thought, oh man, we should have had Scott on here because I see he's a huge Marvel fan.
Here's the kind of dork I am. I'll also go to the store trying to buy some of the stuff that they're cool looking toys. I got a bin in my attic.
That doesn't mean you're a dork.
My girls make fun. I have two boys, two girls, and with my new better half here, we have our daughter. So we have a lot of kids in this house running around. But the girls think I'm a dork, and the boys think I'm cool because I have toys in the attic. That sounds kind of creepy. But I have toys in the attic in bins, these Tupperware bins, Star Wars, Marvel, you name it.
And you're in Lake in the Hills?
I'm in Lake in the Hills.
So
yeah.
If we visit, you can show us this stuff, right?
Andy, this is right up Andy's alley. You are talking his language right now.
I got probably those gigantic 3 foot by 2 foot bins, you know, the Tupperware thing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't lift them this stuff, but I have like probably 8 bins of Star Wars stuff I've been collecting. I got Marvel stuff. I have some car stuff up there. Old sports stuff, you know, but I used to be huge toy collector, yeah, of Marvel crap.
That's awesome.
did you collect the Marvel Legends? The Marvel Legends action figure line, did you collect that?
The only time I collected Marvel stuff is when it was still being made by the guy, McFarlane.
Oh, okay. So before Hasbro bought them out.
Yeah, and they changed the way they look. There's not as much detail quality in them.
Yeah.
They're less money now. They're cheap. So but I have the McFarlane one, the sweet one. You know the McFarlane sports NFL things. So I have a ton of those things.
McFarlane's a good company.
McFarlane, when he made the Marvel stuff, phenomenal. And then when he switched, I was really disappointed because it turned cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that first line that they did, Marvel Legends, I have almost every one. Now, mine aren't all in the clamshell still, but...
All mine are. I got the 12-inch ones, too, when they made those. I got Thor, and there was two Captain Americas. One was on and one was on.
Yeah.
I got both the Captain America ones, called it. I got the two Iron Man, so two people on the gold, and then the old-school uniform, and then I got the Thor... with it, so I got cool ones, man.
So when you sat in that that Iron Man for the first time, you were a kid in a candy store. You just mixed both of your passions. You love the Marvel line and you love adrenaline, and you just put that all together by strapping into that car.
I used to sit in that truck going, "I am Iron Man." Hey, that's a good line, right?
That's great.
Well, see, now, by the time we actually get to Monster Jam, that new Avenger movie, we'll all have seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. It is May 15th, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
But Avengers comes out on the 1st.
And I have to take out my kids. So, but the kids' problem is I'll probably be down in Moline May 14th or 15th, but all my kids will want to go. And if I go see them out, there'll be a riot here. So I have to take them. As much as I'm a dork and my girls die, my girls want to see it, so come on, we can. Yeah. You know? But I have to see that movie. I want to see the day it comes out, but I have to see how we're going to do that and plan that.
Sure, sure. So is Iron Man your guy then? Of all the Avengers then, who's your... Is
absolutely. There's no question about it. Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor. The Captain America movies are okay to me. The Thor movies are better. But Iron Man, without a doubt, there's no question.
Well, we were just talking about that because, you know, we've got three now, Iron Mans.
Yep.
And the first one we said set the tone. It was really good. Second one was really good. Third one, we weren't quite sure of.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the third one.
The first one, I could watch that over and over and over.
Yeah.
The second one's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. It's entertaining.
I was disappointed. There was nothing there for me.
Right.
But like the first Avengers, really good.
Oh, man.
Second one was okay.
Yeah.
And then now the third one. Like Thor, the first one I thought was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Now it's turned into a love story, and I'm a big fan.
Yeah. So as someone who has seen Iron Man 3, can you tell us what is the villain trying to accomplish in that movie?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
We couldn't figure it out either.
So this one, he's an actor. What? It made no sense to me. It was stupid.
I
seriously, it was stupid. The first one was awesome.
Yeah.
The third one was terrible. And you got to come back. You're not going to come back. Well, I guess you come back. It's in the vendors again. It's like, I just didn't make it. That's me.
Well, we knew that we had to bring that up with you because, no kidding, literally yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, we were sitting down and talking about these movies and the Marvel line. So that was something.
Yeah, I would have watched all of them, and then I would have had a podcast with you guys. That'd be cool. I would have. And here's what I was saying, Melissa. I was saying, listen,
baby,
I got to do this. This is homework.
This is homework.
I put her through it to watch these things, and she gets mad at me. But I told her she's never seen Star Wars. I'm like, are you serious? And she won't watch it with me. I'm like, you kidding me?
So you're pretty jacked up about the new Star Wars coming out then?
I am. I don't know what it's going to be about. I haven't really watched. I haven't watched the trailer. It doesn't really show me anything yet.
No, right. No, it doesn't.
I'm excited because it's a Star Wars movie. It's good. Right. It's 4, 5, and 6 when I was a kid. I needed 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
One, I got stunk. It was for kids only.
Oh, big time.
That Jar Jar Binks guy. Oh, come on, man. little Vader running around like little dog. Oh, even my kid, I'd be a... No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. That's so awful. The first one was terrible.
Oh, it was bad.
Well, you know, on Netflix, they have this cartoon, this Clone War cartoon. Mm-hmm. That's not too bad.
I've never seen it, but I heard... Is it good?
It's not bad. Yeah, it's like... And because of the computer animation, they can get away with a lot more like lightsaber battles and everything, and like the space battles with the ships. It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Okay,
can do with it. Yeah.
Okay, because like 2 was really good. 3 was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I think everybody wanted to see. That was my agenda anyway. I wanted to see how Vader turned. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody wanted to see because in the originals, that's what I call the originals, I guess.
Right.
But you only see him as he takes his helmet off, and that's the only time you see him in all three movies.
And it was kind of disappointing. He took the helmet off. Like,
yeah. So getting to see that all put on him and why and what happened and seeing him turn to the dark side, that I was really interested
that was cool.
in that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to see the in-between part. It'd be cool, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now he's Vader, you know, what's going on. But, you know, speaking of that, you know, speaking of toys, the Revenge of the Sith ones, I got every single action figure, the small ones, and even, it was a 1 through, I can't remember, there's 1 to 66, and they make another one to Upper Harm, but the little figures, but I even got the variances where, I can't remember, they were like the clone troopers with this color, but I had every single one of those toys up that out there.
I was just telling someone the other day that I was at Walmart at midnight when the Episode 3 action figures came out. And I remember they had to take down when I got there they hadn't opened the boxes yet.
They put the box on the top.
Yeah, and they had to take down a Ninja Turtles display to put up the Episode 3 figures, and we had to wait for them to take all of the turtles off the shelf.
Wow.
Did you buy everyone?
I have a lot of those Episode 3 ones. I don't have every one, but I have a lot of them.
Yeah, you should.
My the part of Episode 3 that I really wanted to see was when they fought in the Senate when it was Palpatine versus Yoda.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That was cool.
that was like my favorite part of that movie.
That was cool.
Well, hey, brother, we have on here that you're a fan of Chicago-style pizza.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what?
Yeah, there's a place out here, and I'm going to give you guys a little, I'm going to call this place, it's called Buddy's, Buddyz. It's off of Yonkin Road up here. It's as good, in my opinion, as Gino's Z's pizza.
No well, kidding.
Gino's oh, East, yeah. You're not it's, setting it's, the bar it's, very high.
Well, I mean, Gino's East, there's Illuminati. I'm not a fan. I like Gino's East. I really do. But Buddy's Pizza, the deepest out here, Scottsdale Pizza, awesome.
We'll have to check into that.
See, my favorite is Giordano's.
We have one out here. I still think, I'm telling you right now, this is Buddy's.
Buddy's. And that's in Lake in the Hills?
Buddy's. It's in Lake in the Hills.
Well, I'm in that area pretty often. I have an aunt that lives in Cary, Crystal Lake there.
Yep.
So
I have to give that a shot.
That's my favorite.
You have
to
do the deep dish. Do the deep dish with the tomatoes on top. It's still freaking good, man.
All right, Scott. Well, we have 3 questions that we ask all of our guests.
Okay.
Nothing too tough. But first is, what is your favorite current TV show?
I don't really watch TV. I try to go on Netflix and watch stuff. Here's what I'm watching, which I'm really disappointed in. It's Sons of Anarchy. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I can't get into that. I've tried.
It's brutal. It's brutal. I mean, like, episode 3, everybody's talking about how great it is, right?
Yeah.
It's awful. Oh, yeah. It's like Sopranos on bikes. Well, that just ruined it for me.
I tried two episodes, and I'm like, I don't get it.
Okay, the first two I didn't get either. Once you get further, it's getting better. Like, yesterday, a couple people died. I'm like, oh, he's getting better for me now. This guy's off the show. So, I can't get into it.
Yeah.
And it's brutal. I watch it going, oh, give me a break. So, yeah, that's what I'm currently watching right now is Sons of Anarchy. We watched Breaking Bad before that, which was great.
Oh, man.
I watched that. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
To me, it's one of the best series ever written.
No.
But so that's what I watch. I don't watch really TV. I watch Netflix stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. As do we, yep.
Well, hey, brother, if you had to start all over and you had to start on a completely different career path, what would your dream job be?
Sell T-shirts on the beach.
Now, what kind of T-shirts?
Is that in my plan still? Let me tell you something right now. My dream is to go down there and run a golf or somewhere, even further south, and I'll sell T-shirts and rent out chairs. That's what I want to do, man.
That would be the life.
I'm not kidding you.
That would be the life.
It is. I don't need much. I'll be honest with you, man. I don't want much in life. I drive older cars. I like kicking back in my panel, doing nothing. I got a smaller house. And that's what I like. I'm very simple in that respect. I don't need much.
Sure.
Give me a nice beach, go drink a man. Boom, done.
Good to go. Good to go. That sounds like a great plan. Well, hey, last question. You can meet anybody, alive, dead, fictional, and have a meal with them. Who would you meet, and what would you eat?
Oof. Wow. couple people, but I like to hear this. That sounds good. I'd like to sit down and just have a bar with Robert Downey Jr. How funny would that guy be?
Oh,
that
man.
Would be great.
That would be awesome.
He's funny, man. So, I like Charlie Sheen a lot. Is she on go with us?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I don't know. It's hard to answer that, but those two guys, I'd like to sit down and have a chat with them. It would be funny. So what would I eat?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't eat anything.
Liquid refreshment, huh?
Right. But I'm just being honest with you. People are people, man,
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You saw that person? That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw him, all right. He lives and breathes just like we do, right?
Right.
Well, Scott, thank you so much. I really appreciate
you
taking the time out of your day to talk to us.
Yeah, if you do a Marvel thing again, call me, buddy.
Absolutely. Yeah. We might do that.
Well, let us know when you're in town, and we can probably work something out there.
Yeah, that'd be great. But we'll be looking for you in the pits that weekend.
Please do.
Yeah.
Come track me down, man.
Yeah, no, it sounds good.
We'll throw the kids up the truck
to them. Awesome. Sounds good. Hey, Scott, thank you so much. And, hey, you have a good day.
You too, guys.
All right, thanks.
He's often flying as he guns a car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go.